The International Committee of the Red Cross is stepping up its efforts to bring aid to some 700,000 people in Mali and Niger and help avert a major humanitarian crisis. The ICRC says that the people in both countries are facing a twofold crisis: the food insecurity that has afflicted the entire region and the fighting in the north of Mali that is driving massive displacement. We spoke to ICRC spokesperson for Mali and Niger, Germaine Mwehu, who says that their priority is getting access to the people who need help.
The situation in Mali particularly is too bad according to humanitarian situation. We have too many displaced persons in Mali due to the fighting between the Malian army and armed groups. According to the assessment done by the ICRC and the Malian Red Cross in Mali, we have more than 60% displaced in North Mali. And the humanitarian situation is not very good, is very, very bad.
You talked there about the security situation. Are you finding it, in that instance, very hard to do your job?
Of course. According to the security, you know, for the ICRC and the Red Cross in general, when we work in those kind of situation, we have to have access to the victims and to get security, guarantees of security from all parties, from army, for the Malian army, for all the armed groups. So in that situation, we can move in the area with the security for our colleagues in the field. So it means that before doing anything, before moving, before go to realize our assessment, we have to make sure that all the parties are informed about our movement. All the parties accept that the Red Cross have to do his work. So this is for us very, very important for us before working to be sure that all the parties accept to about our security and the security of the victims in the field.
What are your main priorities now?
The priority for us is to have access to wounded people, because due to fighting there are some wounded people in some areas. The first priority for us is to have access to wounded people. The priority is also to assist all displaced people inside Mali. And another priority for us is to have access to persons who are detainees according to the fightings, detainees by armed groups or detainees by the Malian government.
The Red Cross, of course, has been in Mali and Niger. They're not new to Mali and Niger. So you have projects already in place, don't you?
About persons who have fled Mali to Niger, of course, the Red Cross, the ICRC and Niger Red Cross, we are now in Tillaberi region, where we have more than 22 persons who have fled Mali, and now they are in Niger. We have assisted them with food and some items like blankets, like kitchen sets. And now the UNHCR is in charge of those persons, particularly refugees from Mali. The ICRC is going in coordination with the UNHCR. The ICRC will focus its activities for Nigerians, people for Niger who are in that area, particularly for activities in terms of food crisis. And the UNHCR will be in charge of refugees who are now in Niger coming from Mali.